and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Today is a special day. I've got Pastor Norman Nakanishi in studio with me. Pastor Norman is the senior pastor of Grace Bible Church, Pearlside. And together, we have a special guest. How do you discover the power of connecting with God and one another? Well, today's show will help you to do just that. Think about this. Building relationships, valuing people, making disciples, changing the world. It was Ed Stetzer of Lifeway Research in Nashville, Tennessee, who said, "Relationships are central to making disciples as commanded by the Great Commission." Joey Bonifacio connects relationships to disciple-making in a way that is something that issues to the benefit of all who read his book. And his book, this book that we're talking about, is the book entitled The Lego Principle. Pastor Joy is here to explain how that all came about. But more than that, what it can do in your life, what it can do in your church, what it can do to change society. Ah, this is big stuff. Well, the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, we exist to lead you to faith in Jesus Christ. If, as you listen today, it's like you're looking, doing some window shopping, as it were, looking from outside in, wondering what Christianity is all about, what does it mean to have a relationship with Jesus? Well, we want to help share heart to heart and kind of let you in, eavesdrop in, and see what it's like. And to lead you to faith in Christ so that you could experience what it means to know the one who loved you so much. He died on the cross for your sins. He shed his blood on that cross. And 3 days after he was buried, he rose again from the grave. The living Christ calls you to himself this very day. And as you walk with the Lord, we hope, pray, and plan for, hoping that you would gain some inspiration, encouragement, that you will be built up, equipped during our time today. Pastor Joey Bonifacio is the director of Asia of Every Nation Ministries. Every Nation is a worldwide family of churches and ministries that exist to honor God by planting Christ-centered, Spirit-empowered, socially responsible churches and campus ministries in every nation. He's a member of the team that oversees Victory, a local church in Manila, and a movement of churches in the Philippines, and he's the senior pastor of Victory Fort at Bonifacio Global City. He's the director of Real Life Foundation, a Philippine-based NGO, non-governmental organization that provides educational scholarships to the underprivileged. A happily married man to Marie for 30 years, he has 3 adult sons, Joseph, who is married to Carla, David, and Joshua. And he's also a man who loves pets. Well, shall I say a particular pet named Vito, a dog named Vito, beloved. Well, Pastor Joy is here as the author of the new book, Lego, The Lego Principle, a book that is sweeping the country. Pastor Joy, welcome to our show.
Thank you for having me, Danny. It's been a joy and a privilege to have spent the morning with you and now being in your talk show. Really looking forward to this moment with you and Norman.
Pastor, a privilege indeed. A privilege has been mine. Thank you. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in the city of Manila in the Philippines, in Manila itself. I was born and raised there, educated there. My family has always been in Manila. There was a brief moment where the family lived in Cebu because of a moment where my father moved for a job, and we went into business in the province of Cebu and eventually went back to Manila.
Now, so much of your ministry and business and life there in your home country, who would you say influenced you most in your growing up years?
I would have to say my folks. My father and mother have been the main influences in my life when I was younger. As I grew older, I was kind of one, the type of person that went on the wild side because of just being rebellious. My family was really along the lines of education. A lot of what they did was education. Interestingly, Danny, my great-grandfather was actually the president of the University of the Philippines. And his wife was co-founder of the Philippine Women's University, of which my mother, his family, also was a co-founder of the same university. And I grew up around education. I grew up watching education week in, week out, and I just got fed up with it so much that I rebelled against it. And so the influences have been very worldly. And I guess that's what led into my search for Jesus Christ eventually in my life. It was also at this time where my grandmother, when I was a teenager, became a Christian. And she had an encounter with the Lord at the age of 77 in 1979. And that probably would be one of the most influential moments because I saw her really transform, changed dramatically before my very eyes.
You know, some people may think when someone gets older in age, it could seem by some that their vitality wanes, and with the vigor going away, almost a sense of, you know, out to pasture, kind of a thought process, or even some people might even act that way towards somebody who's an elder or an elderly person. But not in this case. There was a vivacity of a grandma and the way that she lived that impacted you. How did that really have an impact in the way that you began to view life and Christ eventually?
I wouldn't say it was instant. I viewed it from a distance, but there was, you know, when you have a grandmother whom you've lived with and knew for many years, you know that there were things in that personality. She was always very ornery because she was suffering from a lot of sickness. She had rheumatoid arthritis, which is very painful. She was a diabetic. She was actually going blind. While she came from a very successful, relatively wealthy family. Her husband was a very successful lawyer and politician. There was something not right about her life. I mean, you could tell that she wasn't happy. And when she lost her husband, she had an encounter with Christ in a Christian service. And at that time, she was already aging, and she was very sick. She had hypertension. As early as then, I can remember very clearly, she was taking Valiums. and you just knew it wasn't right. And then with that encounter with Christ, although I was turned off by the whole overt passion for God, there were telling signs that she's changed. She became sweeter. She was more at peace. She was supernaturally healed of blindness. There was just something different. That was obvious. And so it wasn't instantaneous, but the more you saw it and the more you heard it and you talk about Jesus, that's how the influence began. And really, in my book, The Lego Principle, I make note of the fact that there are Legos that are made in the 1950s that can connect to Legos that are made in 2011. I use that illustration to make the point of my grandmother, that while she was born much earlier than I was, she had the capacity to connect with me because there are essentials for making that connection. And one of which was obviously the way God restored her in a relationship. My grandmother got involved in helping the poor a lot. And I was, again, watching that from a distance. And I thought, what would compel a woman at this age to even want to do that? And so while I didn't really like it because I was very worldly in the way I was going about my life, there were seeds. There were seeds that were planted about Christ and how Christianity was not just a religious tradition, just something that you just did, but was actual reality that had impact in your life.
So take us further. How did you become a Christian?
Well, like I said, and that's why I believe, even in my book, that I believe that Christianity is a journey. I believe I'm still in the journey. I once read a book that said that the word ship is the old English word for to be contained in a journey. And I believe that that's what relationship is. It's a journey. That's what discipleship is. It's a journey. It's a never-ending journey of growing in your understanding of who God is. And it's a growing in your trust of God. It's your growing in your love of God. And so my first encounter was, as I've said, I just lived a very worldly life. I just didn't know of any other way of living life. But sometime in 1984, I just got tired. I'd been married for 2 years, and I knew that life wasn't going to go anywhere. That if I proceeded on the course that I was in, it was going to be disastrous. I was and remembering my grandmother's stories, the words that she had spoken to me, I had just gone home one day and I said, Lord, I'm really tired here. And at the time, I had a court case. And my lawyer, who happened to be my cousin, who was one of the first disciples of my grandmother, it was very interesting, shared the gospel with me. And he said, the only way out of your predicament is really Jesus. And we were in an elevator. And I told him, please don't give me that. I hired a lawyer. I didn't hire a theologian. I mean, I don't need a theologian right now. I need a lawyer. And so the first miracle I ever experienced was when I wasn't even a Christian. Because the guy we were meeting basically agreed to all the terms, which were ridiculous terms that he had offered. And as we came down, he had prepared the Bible for me in the car. That's why I know the date, February 6, 1984, because it was written in the Bible. And he had given it to me, and I took it home. And I know that you don't do this. You don't flip a page and turn for it. So I was flipping pages in the Bible. I had no idea what that was about. And I stumbled into the prodigal son, which is something I've heard as a young Catholic. And I was familiar with the story, and I started reading it. And I found myself crying. And I realized that's my life story. I'm lost. The Father loves me and I've got to go home. And here I am eating the food of pigs when I could be celebrating in my Father's house.
Well, Pastor Joey, I can't help but to think that there are perhaps, well, people are hearing and they hear it, hear you share this as though you're just speaking directly to them. But there is hardly any of us that does not have some level of a rebelliousness in them. Some have been more tamed or curbed or certainly under the grace of God. But there's a point where everyone can relate to this rebelliousness. So as you share, it's kind of like, huh? Huh? What? Him? Him too? Him too? You mean he's like me? And yet, the mighty Holy Spirit, in an elevator, through a cousin and grandma, shared the love of Christ with you. As you're listening today, I'm here with Pastor Norman Nakanishi of Grace Bible Church, Pearlside, and Pastor Joey Bonifacio. He's the author of the new book, The Lego Principle. And you know how we do it here at the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. We just talk heart to heart with you, because you know that's what it's all about. We're about relationship. We're about connecting. We're about sharing in the values of God's amazing love with you. And somehow, if we can intersect with your life, and I believe it's already happening, the Lord is using this story from Pastor Joy to connect with you. When we come back from our break, we're going to hear more from him, talking about life-changing stuff that, you know, if you're living life in a world where there are things that you thought were going to be fulfilling, and all of a sudden you get there and you realize it's not what I expected, you almost feel like you got cheated. You've been working so hard, sacrificing so much, and by the time you get there, it's like empty. What happened? Pastor Joy knows about that. He also knows about the power of connecting, the power of relationships. Pastor Norman Nakanishi, Pastor Joy Bonifacio, when we come back. Stay with us. You don't want to miss this. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Paliomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
On a dark, howling winter night, 18-year-old Danny Yamashiro fell headfirst 400 feet from historic Poly Ridge. Massive head injuries, crushed organs, and a shattered ankle changed his life, becoming a radio host, pastor, author, and worldwide evangelist. In his book, Paradise Calls, Danny recounts his personal journey and how God turned debilitating depression, isolation, and failure into a calling that reaches hundreds of thousands.
New York Times bestselling author Stephen Mansfield writes, Danny Yamashiro's story reveals the power of this call, so vibrantly that we are all infused with passion to take hold of our eternal purpose.
Get this riveting story as a free ebook today at thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Johnny Erickson Tata says Danny Yamashiro has turned every challenge into a cherished opportunity to point people to Jesus.
Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and download Paradise Calls free today. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Well, you know how it is. You're young, you're growing up, you want to kind of flap your wings and spread them out and become who you want to be. Become, you know, live out the dreams that you think you have and actually make those things a reality. Well, if you're like me, well, you can relate with our guest today, Pastor Joy Bonifacio. Pastor Joy grew up in the Philippines. He pastors a mega church there in the Philippines. He's also the author of the book, The Lego Principle, and he's here in studio with me today. And I'm joined with Pastor Norman Nakanishi. Pastor Norman is the founding pastor and the senior pastor of Grace Bible Church, Pearlside. You know, there's nothing like being with leaders. And, well, you can hang around leaders, and then you got those who are like leaders of leaders. Well, you go into a different stratosphere. And the things that you can glean from people who are of that very, very rare swath is something that is not just tantalizing, it's satisfying. And I just hope that as you hear today, what Pastor Joey has to say, that you will allow it to make a difference in your life and make a difference in the lives of others. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro, and as always, I'm so glad that you're with us today. And if you're tuning in right now, you might be wondering, hey, you know, I caught some of the last segment. I'm wondering if I can get the whole thing. The answer is absolutely yes. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and get the free podcast message in its entirety. And I would encourage you, number one, to share it with a friend. Because as you listen, you're probably thinking, oh, that's good stuff. I know it would connect with a friend of mine or family member. And number two, share with us how this program has made a difference in your life. Pastor Joey, I'm looking at your book now, The Lego Principle. Why did you write The Lego Principle?
The burden comes out of really many trips that I've made to different churches all over the world, primarily in North America. And what I've noticed is that a lot of church people, particularly those in the pews, have not been given the opportunity that I have been given. And that is to be involved in church and not just to come on Sunday to hear a message and go home and do nothing about it. I've found that there is a level of involvement in the kingdom of God that is necessary for us to fulfill our destiny. And that is really something that takes place when a person becomes discipled in the things of Christ. And so the burden was, how do you activate the people in the pews to get involved? And the reason why, in many ways, we're losing the battle over secularism is because the army, the 90% of the army, have been disenfranchised. They're not doing anything. Mm. And the job is not to tell them to do something. That doesn't help. The job is not to push people or coerce people. The job is to give them a revelation that they're actually designed to do that. And that's why the Lego Principle was written.
Pastor Norman, you know, we talk about, someone can say, well, I was puzzled. You know, Lego is kind of like a puzzle because you're putting these pieces together. But how did it strike you, Pastor Norm, when you heard about this this book title, Lego Principle?
Logical. I mean, I can't think of something so simple, clear, and compelling that gets that principle across. I think Jesus allowed Lego to be invented for that purpose.
I think he allowed it not only to be invented for that purpose, but for Pastor Joy to make the parallel,
yeah,
right,
yeah,
for his book. How did that happen? How did that connection take place?
Well, it's a long story, but I had an encounter when I was going for a run in Orlando, Florida, right across downtown Disney. It was an early morning run, and I saw this huge Lego dragon inside the pond in downtown Disney. And the thought hit me, if you can connect to the top and connect to the bottom, you can shape the world.
Wow.
And from that moment on, I started thinking of this idea that Legos have different shapes, different sizes, different colors. They come from different boxes. They're made from different years. And yet each one is designed to do one basic thing, connect. And if you connect to the top like a Lego piece and connect to the bottom, you can pretty much shape anything. In the same way that as a Christian, if you can learn to connect to God and connect to others, I believe you can reshape the world. And I believe that's the key, is activating the church. How do you get the church activated? And as I've said, the key is not to push them. The key is not to manipulate them. The key is not to coerce them. The key is to give them a revelation that this is what you're designed to do. This is, and so the book is designed to make you realize, wow, I want to do this because this is what I'm designed to do. I was designed to have a relationship with God. I was designed to have a relationship with others. And in that process, help others have a relationship with God.
You talk about relationship. In fact, when I talk to you, that's one of the things that constantly, we always kind of come back. It's almost like the compass leads back to, you know, here, this is the north, so to speak. Relationships, we talk about values. And I see that it's something that Pastor Norman has taught and something that he has shared, and others, you know, in the church, the Every Nation Church, the Grace Bible Church. Now in your church, you're talking about relationships that is so different, as I look at it, from when we talk. It's like evangelism, reaching people, becomes a natural thing. It's organic. It's part of my life. It's different from a robotic activity that would have taken place almost like in the 70s, 80s. I give you this book, now you've got to go, and almost like force-feeding people, sure, in sharing. So it's taking the relational concept connected to reaching people to a different level. How has that come about through your discovery?
Well, I've realized first and foremost that there are no one and the same relationships. Relationships are all varied. I've got three sons, Danny, and they're all different. And they don't think the same way. They don't define words the same way. They're in different ages and different seasons of their lives. And I've got to understand that each relationship is unique. I think part of the mistake is when we think that all relationships are the same. And I think the thing we need to all realize is that there is a unique characteristic in each one of us. And we're in different times and different seasons in our lives. And so you cannot say that what's going on in my life is what's going on in your life. And that the way that you're going to be reached is the way I'm going to be reached. There's a unique thing about us. And as real as that is, there's a universal side to all of us. I always use the illustration that when I get thousands of prayer requests from my church over the years, they fall down into five categories. They're said in different ways, but they're all about money issues, health issues, relational issues, my purpose and destiny issues, and the salvation issues of my relatives. And I can literally stack them every Sunday, and it'll all come out the same way, but they're said in a different way. So having said that, there's a universal side to all of us, and yet there's also a unique side to all of us. And this is the beautiful thing about understanding relationships. Now, in light of all of that, we need to understand that on the one hand, there's the value side of things, which is universal, but there's the unique side of each one of us. And how do you now use those truths to build relationships? Well, the universal things about relationship is not necessarily just the how, it's the why. I mean, it's why do I have a relationship with you? It's because I trust you. Why do I have a relationship with you? Because I love you. But does our relationship flourish? Because we learn to forgive one. Those are universal. And so when you build on those universal truths of trust, love, forgiveness, and the way to communicate with one another, the style, the timing, the manner, the email, the radio, the TV, the reading, the lying down in bed with your son and reading a story to him may all be different, but what you're building are moments to build trust, love, continuously forgiving one another, communicating, because that's what builds relationships. Forgiveness is a necessary part of relationships, because relationships do fail. It's the reset button to relationships. So that's what the book's about. And when you, again, back to Lego, why do Lego pieces connect? Because they're made by a trustworthy company, and each piece is designed to connect to each other. You can trust it. Legos are very forgiving. You can detach them without destroying each other. And you can reconnect again. So it's that idea that life is not really complex. It is complex, but you can break it down into pieces that can really cause that connection to happen.
A quintessential teacher in studio with us today, who is able to take what may seem abstract, bearing it down to the simplest forms that we can understand and better yet, even apply to our own lives. We're going to take a quick break right now, but when we come back, some issues about passions and how that passion comes to bear in the writing of a book that is already taking the country by storm, integrating within churches, integrating within the lives of people to transform. You know, don't you ever get tired of just living life the way that it is? Have you ever wondered, can things get better tomorrow than it is today? The answer is yes. In Christ, those things can be your experience through a relationship with Jesus. But how does that take place? Well, the Lord sends Pastor Joy Bonifacio today in studio to share timeless principles. It's even more timeless than Legos over 1950s and beyond. The connecting points are there. They weather the test of time, and they even weather and transcend cultures, as he's explaining how it will relate to your life and the difference it can make for you today. You don't want to miss this now when we come back with Pastor Joy Bonifacio. Stay with us.
Aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
On a dark, howling winter night, 18-year-old Danny Yamashiro fell headfirst 400 feet from historic Poly Ridge. Massive head injuries, crushed organs, and a shattered ankle changed his life, becoming a radio host, pastor, author, and worldwide evangelist. In his book, Paradise Calls, Danny recounts his personal journey and how God turned debilitating depression, isolation, and failure into a calling that reaches hundreds of thousands.
New York Times bestselling author Stephen Mansfield writes, Danny Yamashiro's story reveals the power of this call so vibrantly that we are all infused with passion to take hold of our eternal purpose.
Get this riveting story as a free ebook today at thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Johnny Erickson Tata says Danny Yamashiro has turned every challenge into a cherished opportunity to point people to Jesus.
Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and download Paradise Calls free today. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Yeah, so for me, when I was a kid, you know, I used to love to play with Legos. My favorite piece was the one with six dots, kind of the bigger piece, and that was like my favorite one. And we all have our own favorite pieces. I think it sort of speaks about our own personality, our likes, our dislikes, maybe even our values. And that's the heart of what we're talking about today as we speak about a book called The Lego Principle. And I have the author in studio with us. His name is Joy Bonifacio. Pastor Joy pastors a mega church in the Philippines, and he's traveling throughout the continents, talking about his books. He's invited to speak, to share, to give, speak at conferences and seminars. And this book is really taking the country by storm. I'm joined today in studio with Pastor Norman Nakanishi, Senior Pastor of Grace Bible Church, ProSide. And you're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. And as always, I'm so glad that you're with us today, because here is a moment when we can relate, we can connect, like the Lego principle, and relate with one another. And I believe the Lord has something very special for you today. And to find out more about Pastor Joey, you can find out more at joeybonifacio.com. That's joeybonifacio.com. You can find out more about him and also get his book there, The Lego Principle.
You know, right here, my high school is next door, Farrington High School. And I grew up around a lot of Filipinos. Filipinos are very passionate people, I know, because yeah. Our church has a lot of Filipinos. Hawaii's fastest growing segment is Filipinos. 22% wow. of Hawaii is Filipinos. And so Joey, as the quintessential ultimate global Filipino, as a former international businessman, what are you most passionate about?
What am I most passionate about? I will have to say that my key relationships. That would be, first and foremost, my relationship with God. I cannot imagine, I just can't imagine what my life would be like without it. I'm having a hard time figuring out, waking up every morning, figuring out just the direction of my life without that. And secondly, the relationship with my family, my wife, my children, my parents, and my spiritual family. I think those are the two things that I'm most passionate about. And when I think of the word passion, it's an overused word that is probably misunderstood. A lot of people think passion is simply intense desire. Passion actually is a kind of love, an emotion that says, I'm willing to suffer for this love. And that's hence the words, the passion of the Christ, that I'm willing to do whatever it takes because of the motive of love that I have for God and my family and the people around me and the church. And even for that matter, the lost, which is what Jesus Christ did for us. He suffered and died for us because of his intense love for us. And that's why I think sometimes when we think of passion, what it usually translates into is passion for business, passion for things, passion for... And that's the same thing. People are willing to suffer to become successful. It would be like an athlete saying, my passion is to become the greatest basketball player there is, and so I'm willing to suffer for that. But the amazing thing is, why would you want to suffer for something as inanimate as that when there's nothing more valuable than God and people? And that's the one that you should be willing to suffer for. Hence the word compassion. The word compassion really comes from two words. Com, which is to be with. We get communion, communication, and passion, which is to suffer with. In other words, that's what it means. And so when I say I'm passionate about something, I'm willing to suffer for it. I'm willing to write a book for 3-4 years because I know it's going to have an impact. I'm willing to travel, go the distance. I'm willing to get jet lagged and do what I do because of passion. And I believe that the greatest passion we could ever have, and this is the sad thing about life, is we're so distracted about so many other stuff. And this can happen to pastors and ministers. We're distracted into a successful, bigger ministry when really it's not about that. It's about your key relationships that are primarily involving God, your most important relationships, your family. I remember a moment in 1987. I was in Washington, D.C., sitting at a church, and the pastor said, the saddest day of your life is when you're lying in your deathbed and you look into the eyes of your wife and children, because they're the only ones that are going to be around your deathbed. Your greatest successes and partners and relationships are not going to be there. It will be your wife and children. The saddest day of your life is when you look into each other's eyes and you know that you didn't value each other. And I've never forgotten that. And I've realized that moment's coming. That's not going to go away. And I want to prepare for it. And I want to make sure that when I get there, I've invested the time, the effort, and the energy, not at that moment, but in the times and seasons of my life before I get there.
Someone listening today has a quiet moment of reflection. You know, we have those rare times in the blaring hustle of our daily lives when there's this, it's like a peep of a sound when we're able to listen softly to the reality of what value we have in the moment as time keeps on passing us by. So here's the reality. You've articulated your passion and the value of relationships. Pastor Joey, anybody who comes to this place in life to be able to express themselves with such clarity has had to have gone through some of their own seasons. And we talk about the spring seasons of life when flowers are blooming and things, it's almost like things are happening and you don't even have much to do with it. It's just happening and you sort of, as we would say in Hawaii, you can't kind of ride the wave. But then there's a season of winter. Have you ever gone through winter seasons in your life?
Danny, multiple times. I think seasons are a part of life. I think seasons are designed by God to mature us. I think seasons, that's the difference between a plant that's out in the open fields and a plant that's indoors. One will become mature, the other will not be mature. Because both went through the passage of time, but one was exposed to the seasons of time and one wasn't. And so the way you mature a tree, as in described in the book of Psalms chapter 1, the tree that is beside streams of water that never withers, but leaves will keep growing and bear fruit in season, that tree is a mature tree that has been exposed to the seasons of time. And I think that seasons are a repetition over time. Seasons keep repeating themselves, and if we're going to be wise, we need to expect the seasons. And the biggest mistake is not to expect the seasons and think that we can live a certain way in a particular season. It would be dumb to wear summer clothes in wintertime or winter clothes in summertime. But if you and try to sow at wintertime, because that's not the moment to sow. And so that's why I believe it's critical for us to understand times and seasons. Times is the movement of time. I turned 56 this year. I'm not going back to 55. That's over. And so I've got to invest in the right things in this particular moment in time, but understand that within that frame of time are seasons that happen in my life. Now, you asked me if I've ever experienced winter season. I almost lost a son in 2005 in a freak accident. And any parent knows how it feels to get a phone call where people tell you, don't panic. You know, the minute you hear those words, it's almost like, okay.
That's the trigger for panic,
yeah, it's the
right?
trigger for panic. And then you get into the hospital and you know that your son's skull has been crushed and he needs to go surgery. And you're watching a movie 1 minute and the next thing you know, you're in a horror story the next.
Yeah.
And you're sitting out in the operating room waiting. Is he going to make it? Is he going to be a vegetable? And there are those seasons. And there are seasons when in winter everything dies. Nothing grows. It looks like you're not going to make it. But it's a time that God's ordained for rest. Seasons are there so that you can quiet yourself. Seasons are there to, winter particularly is there, for you to be able to reorganize, recalibrate, recreate yourself, if you may, so that when spring hits again, you're ready to go. But it's almost like learning and understanding certain seasons are going to happen. And they're there to mature you. They're there to help you. They're there to grow you rather than fight the season. It's kind of like, as the Hawaiians would do it, don't fight the wave, ride the wave. And so it's the same thing. I think after a long season of winter, recently I felt the Lord spoke to me and said, you're about to enter into a very long season of spring. And you can just imagine how I was jumping up and down hearing those words, because it's been a long winter season for me. And the seasons can be extended. Some of them can be longer and shorter. But there's no fighting it. I think it'd be wrong to think that we are in control of our lives. I think that's also the other thing I've learned through the years, is the successful life is the ability to manage those transitions into those seasons. And with the time involved in that, the overlap of time and season, I believe, is a critical thing to understand.
I ask you today, as you listen to Pastor Joy Bonifacio, what season of life are you in? Are you in the winter season right now? Are you in the winter season financially, where you can barely make it, or you might even say, I'm not making it, and all of a sudden another financial obligation comes and you feel like your financial back is literally breaking? It might be a health issue. You got blindsided. It might be something going on in a relationship that just tears your heart apart. It's the winter season. And what I hear is that somehow in God's divine, ingenious design, that there is built in an opportunity to rest in the Lord in the midst of what seems to be falling apart, utterly stressful, and even dying. Because on the other side, spring is coming. Pastor Joey talks about spring is coming. There is always hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's why we're here. That's why the Lord sent him here to be in studio with us today, to share from the heart of God, right there to your heart, at this very moment. Oh, how God loves you. Oh, how God knows you. And we're here, Pastor Norman, Pastor Joy, myself, to be with you. We're going to take a quick break right now. But hey, we're... In a lot of ways, I feel like we're kind of like just getting started here. And it all goes back to some basic principles. Really, it goes back to the Lego principle that Pastor Joy expands. He extrapolates in fine depth and detail in such a way that is so simple. In his book, The Lego Principle, we can all grasp it. He'll be back to share more. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
On a dark, howling winter night, 18-year-old Danny Yamashiro fell headfirst 400 feet from historic Poly Ridge. Massive head injuries, crushed organs, and a shattered ankle changed his life, becoming a radio host, pastor, author, and worldwide evangelist. In his book, Paradise Calls, Danny recounts his personal journey and how God turned debilitating depression, isolation, and failure into a calling that reaches hundreds of thousands.
New York Times bestselling author Stephen Mansfield writes, Danny Yamashiro's story reveals the power of this call, so vibrantly that we are all infused with passion to take hold of our eternal purpose.
Get this riveting story as a free ebook today at thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Johnny Erickson Tata says, Danny Yamashiro has turned every challenge into a cherished opportunity to point people to Jesus.
Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and download Paradise Calls free today. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
In a recent blog, our guest today, Pastor Joey Bonifacio, he quoted Harvard and Stanford University chaplain Elton Trueblood, who wrote, "There is no real chance of victory in a campaign if 90% of the soldiers are untrained and uninvolved. But that is exactly where we stand now." Perhaps the greatest single weakness of the contemporary Christian church is that millions of supposed members are not really involved at all. And what is worse, do not think it strange that they are not. Mm-hmm. Well, you're here, and through your book and through your appearances and your speaking, you're making a clarion call to the body of Christ. Like the Lord has given you both an apostolic and a prophetic grace to speak to the body of Christ at large about these things. And that's why he's in studio with us today, Pastor Joey Bonifacio. To find out more about Pastor Joey, to get his book, The Lego Principle, go to joeybonifacio.com. That's joeybonifacio.com. This is the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro, along with Pastor Norman Nakanishi of Grace Bible Church ProSite. And again, thank you for joining us, and we've got more for you right now.
One pastor to another. Joey, here's a zinger of a question. What is your favorite scripture verse?
Norman, I'm going to have to say a lot. There's one, the depth of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable his judgments and his paths beyond tracing out is probably one of them. Numerous verses. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Surely I have a delightful inheritance. A lot. But probably the ones that really stick out with me are the ones where it keeps ringing and saying, God loves me. Mm. That for God so loved me that despite my rotten, ugly, selfish, self-centered, and flawed self, he gave his son to die for me. I'll have to go with that, because at the end of the day, that's what this is all about. The confidence that we can have will never come from anything we've achieved, anything we've had, everything we've garnered for ourselves. It comes simply because God has valued us despite the fact that we are not valuable. Our value becomes increased only because he who is most valuable so valued us. And so that's why I believe that that's what needs to happen to people. They need to understand the gospel. It goes back to the simple truth, the daily reality, the daily laying down of the foundation that God loves you. Mm-hmm. I believe that's how we were created. In my book, I write my wife's favorite romantic movie is The Notebook. And I write that my favorite romantic movie is The Man from Snowy River. And I explain that these are two different movies. I mean, the Notebook is obviously what we would call as men a chick flick. And The Man from Snowy River is an adventure classic, an Australian adventure classic. And they're two different movies. And yet, when you watch both movies, they have the exact same theme. And the theme is, rich girl meets poor boy and trashes everything, convenience, success, money, for this boy. And why is it that whether that's Bella and the Beast, whether that's Bella and Edward, whether that whatever it is, that theme keeps repeating itself and it sells. Why? Because everyone is looking for that. Everyone is looking for that special someone who's willing to trash everything for someone who's not worth it. That's the gospel. That's the reason why it keeps selling. It's because that's the way we're wired. Mm-hmm. Our problem is we think a vampire can give it to us. Our problem is we think another girl, another boy, no one is capable of giving that to us. only God is. And that's why I'll have to say that that's the key. That was the key for me. My insecurity, my arrogance, which are twin brothers, insecurity and arrogance, faded away when I found out God loves me. So much so that he was willing to do anything and everything, including the giving up of his own son for me. When that becomes the foundation of your soul, life becomes good, just like your show.
Pastor Norm, one of my favorite times there in service is when you talk about the parting shot.
That's the question, Joey. You've given us a lot, but leave us with a parting shot. State of Hawaii's listening and markets on the mainland, so make it good.
Oh, my goodness.
We got 1 minute.
It's all about relationships. It's all about loving God and loving people. And the only way that's going to happen is when you find it in the foundation of Jesus Christ. We love because he first loved us, period. God bless you.
Wow. Pastor Joey, it's been a blessing to have you here with us today, all the way from the sweet land of the Philippines, to come here. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. And Pastor Norman, it's great to have you in studio with me today.
Thank you.
I would say magandang umaga and maraming salamat po.
Wow.
Thank you so much, Pastor Joey. Well, actually, I said good morning to him. it's in the afternoon now, but, you know, hopefully it sounded good.
Very good.
But Pastor Joey, your heart. We love your heart. We love your book. We love your life, your ministry, your family. Thank you. As we say in Hawaii, right, Pastor Norm? A big mahalo,
mahalo
to you. In the next few days, you're going to hear more inspirational stories of hope and faith. And there is no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. I want you to remember, listen weekdays and online 24/7. Our shows at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Send us your comments of how this show is making a difference in your life. Genesis 1:26 says, God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and increase in number. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guest today, Pastor Joey Bonifacio. Find out more at joeybonifacio.com. Until next time, along with Pastor Norman Nakanishi and our technical producer, Chaz Ontai, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me. I'll leave.